This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The title of this article is The Knowledge Building International Project as an Innovative Learning Environment.
Le projet international de construction des connaissances en tant qu'environnement d'apprentissage innovateur.
The authors of this article are Josep Galifa of the FPCEE Blanquerna, Ramon Llull University, Barcelona, Maireia Montaner of the Col·legi de Doctors i Licenciats en Filosofia i Letters i en Ciències de Catalunya, Barcelona, Sandra Lund of the Global Skills Network SL, Barcelona, Carme Amorós of the Societat Catalana de Pedagogia, Institut d'Estudis Catalans, Mirca Bernós of the Universitat Autònoma de Barcelona, Facultat de Ciències de l'Educació, Mirca Gispert of the Universitat Rovira i Virgili, Facultat d'Educació i Psicologia, and Francesc Martínez, Almo of the Facultat d'Educació, Universitat de Barcelona. Abstract. The Knowledge Building International Project, implemented in a network of 8 schools in Catalonia, demonstrates the value of an innovative learning environment towards supporting dialogical, technological, and systemic dimensions in teaching and learning. Using a design-based research approach, a survey queried teachers, students, and external stakeholders regarding their perceptions about educational innovation. The results provide both the profile and the innovative nature of the whole KBIP experience at each participating school. The main results help illustrate the potential of KBIP methodologies. The findings exemplify the value of this particular DBR method for evaluating educational innovations. Keywords: knowledge building, knowledge forum, design-based research, innovative learning environments, evaluation, innovation in education.
Résumé. Le projet international de construction des connaissances mis en œuvre dans un réseau de 8 écoles en Catalogne démontre la valeur d'un environnement d'apprentissage innovateur pour soutenir les dimensions dialogiques, technologiques et systémiques dans l'enseignement et l'apprentissage. En utilisant une approche de recherche orientée par la conception, une enquête a interrogé des enseignants, des étudiants et des intervenants externes sur leur perception de l'innovation pédagogique. Les résultats fournissent à la fois le profil et la nature novatrice de l'ensemble de l'expérience PIC dans chaque école participante. Les principaux résultats permettent d'illustrer le potentiel des méthodologies PIC. Les résultats illustrent la valeur de cette méthode ROC particulière pour évaluer les innovations éducatives. Mots-clés: construction des connaissances, forum de connaissances, recherche orientée par la conception, environnement d'apprentissage innovateur, évaluation, innovation dans l'éducation.
Introduction. Knowledge building. Knowledge creation and use is a critical issue for socio-economic development in the information societies in which we live. For many years, distributed expertise and networked activities have characterized the emerging work in the knowledge age. This trend has affected the development of alternative innovative educational methods. In this development, computers play an important role for restructuring teaching learning processes to better prepare learners for future challenges. Computer-supported collaborative learning was considered one of the most promising innovations to improve teaching and learning using modern information and communication technology. CSCL brought together pedagogy, technology, and content as dimensions that must be combined in an integrated approach for teaching with technologies because they are interdependent. The Knowledge Building International Project was initiated by Canadian cognitive psychologists Marlene Scardamalia and Carl Bereider. Their approach combines the psychological constructivist principles of knowledge building with the use of technology in a digital platform, the Knowledge Forum, to support collaborative learning for knowledge creation. The KF facilitates a higher level representation or organization of ideas. Together, KB and KF constitute the main elements of the KBIP, which was brought to Catalonia initially for the 2004-2005 academic year. 8 schools cooperated in KBIP. Renamed COM Coneixer, which means how to build knowledge together in Catalan. Preliminary evaluations of that experience were carried out for an ongoing process of continuous improvement. Evaluation of educational innovations. Evaluation is a key issue in educational innovations. As a single evaluation cannot fully capture student learning, one effective strategy might be to multiply the number of measurements, thereby providing the necessary input for systems based on accountability, diagnosis, and assessment of the effectiveness of innovative practice. Evaluation can address how different learning environment designs contribute to learning, cooperation, motivation, etc. In higher education, there are many studies based on student perceptions, but these are less common in primary and secondary education. There are some interesting examples to consider, including the study of school climate and the relationship of climate dimensions to the adaptation of students who attend middle grade level schools. In another example, involving research on teacher perceptions of innovation adoption, an especially meaningful study for our purpose, a multiple method approach was used to facilitate an examination of the individual's role in the change process of innovation adoption. A variety of models and methodologies for assessing learning outcomes in CSEL settings have been reported in the literature. Current practice in human-computer interaction advocates usability evaluation as a critical part of every design process. The choice of evaluation methodology must arise from and be appropriate for the actual problem or research question under consideration. Innovative learning environments fully pointed to the need to change strategies in educational reforms and argued that reforms should connect better with learning outcomes as criteria for sustainable educational practices. By connecting the results of educational research with the evolution of technologies, Istance and Dumont proposed the convenience of defining learning environments following the 21st century social, educational, and technological changes. Meanwhile, other authors indicated the need to include educational equity and focus on the social aspects of learning and communities of practice. The need to understand teaching and learning as social practices, alongside the use of learning spaces and technologies, influenced the agenda for research in innovative learning environments. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development considered this approach of joining innovation, research, and learning environments. After diverse reports, the same OECD proposed the traits by which any educational innovation should be considered as an IEL. The OECD recently refined those common IEL traits based on the work of different researchers, and also on the observation of relevant educational innovations in various countries. That document synthesized several studies and proposed seven principles that all IELs adhere to. Three additional dimensions were cited as being necessary to optimize the conditions that are required to implement the seven principles. Hence the 7+3 framework. Knowledge building has been presented as an approach to fulfill the need to educate for innovation. It fits into the larger picture of education for innovation as seen from points of view of research in the learning sciences and the OECD's studies of innovation in education. The question that always arises is, how can innovative learning environments be evaluated? Many evaluations concerning KBIP have been carried out, but not in the direction of whether projects like KBIP indeed constitute an IEL for participants as defined by the OECD. The purpose of the present research is to determine if KBIP accomplishes the traits of an IEL. Our study sought to contextualize its findings within the larger body of research on IEL and innovation in education, particularly as it pertains to learning and teaching in primary and secondary education. Generally speaking, research about innovation can be dialogic, which means how the discourse about innovation is perceived by participants. At a more general level, there is a need for multiple methods for evaluating innovations. This study aims to contribute toward filling these gaps. Background information. Principles of design-based research applied to the evaluation of educational innovations. Effective leadership for innovations that integrate technologies needs to build professional capacity, including providing teachers with opportunities to learn, creating communities of practice for them, considering their individualized needs, and addressing issues of access and support. For this reason, the methodology of design-based research was selected for this study. DBR in education is grounded on a systematic process of analysis, design, development, and evaluation of an intervention as a solution to a complex educational problem. Summarizing the contributions of different authors, the traits of DBR have been identified as focusing on complex problems in real contexts, involving intensive collaboration between researchers and practitioners, integrating recognized and hypothetical design principles to provide solutions to the complex problems that have a possible solution, supporting the development of rigorous and reflective studies to experience and improve innovative learning environments as well as define new design principles, requiring a long-term involvement that allows continuous improvement of protocols and issues, and maintaining commitment both to the construction and theoretical extension and to the resolution of problems in the real world. The DBR approach embeds three principles. Recursive iteration is a design and developmental process that allows practitioners and researchers to review and reformulate processes. Reflective assumes that most professional practice problems cannot be solved with preconceived solutions alone. And participatory reflects the change of perspective by considering the expert, the researcher, and the designer as part of the same team with attributions at any of the stages of the research process. DBR is also considered a mixed and dynamic methodology since some decisions are already made while others have to be made during the research process. This justifies that some methodological concretions cannot be defined or explained a priori. DBR is not defined by the methods it uses, but by the objective that it pursues, which is the grounded innovation. The research process using DBR is structured in three phases and has a cyclical nature as summarized below. Preliminary phase, where the research problem and the characteristics of the context are analyzed at the same time so that a consistent conceptual framework is developed, based on a comprehensive review of the literature and on the real needs of the context that must be the object of study. Prototype creation phase, where a prototype of the intervention is designed, developed, reviewed, and cyclically repeated. This process allows for progressively achieving a more advanced and complex prototype. Evaluation phase, where the effectiveness of the intervention is analyzed and the principles of design are documented and elaborated. Nevin affirms that to guarantee quality in the application of a DBR methodology, four criteria must be taken into account: relevance, consistency, feasibility, and efficacy. In order to achieve the four, it will be necessary to define the corresponding mechanisms and verification strategies. Descriptive traits of the educational innovation KBIP in Catalonia. KBIP was initiated in Catalonia in 2004 to 2005, with the participation of 10 schools and 300 students. Two written reports of the experience have been published since then, directed to a local audience. By 2018 to 2019, the number of participant schools had decreased to 8 while the number of students increased to 837. KBIP was a good candidate for DBR. It focused a complex problem because it involved collaborative learning, the use of technology, and the evaluation of an educational innovation. There was also an intensive collaboration between researchers and practitioners on the team that cooperated in the implementation of the KBIP innovation and, at the same time, in the evaluative phase. During the 2018 to 2019 academic year, the DBR team was formed and was composed of the project leaders, two researchers from two universities, and 13 teachers. This team met once a month. The KF was used for students to work on different topics that included sustainable development, migrations, Gandhi, Gaudi, gender equality, and Al-Andalus and Islam, among others. Teachers, external agents, and others joined the evaluation phase of the project. Method. Evaluation phase. The participative research team, with representation by teachers and university researchers, decided on the DBR process to evaluate the learning experience focused on educational innovation. An in-depth discussion process prompted the decision to study participants' perceptions about the project's educational innovation to answer the research question of whether KBIP could be considered an IL. A survey was constructed and administered to teachers, students, and external stakeholders involved in the KBIP experience, with triangulation of data anticipated to increase the reliability of the findings. While some items served to evaluate the experience from a pedagogical and technological perspective of the KBIP experience, other items were directed towards evaluating participant satisfaction with the experience. Survey construction included a Likert scale and items covering the 7 plus 3 traits of an IL, and also included age-appropriate language adaptation for student participation. In this process, the contribution of teachers was invaluable. As illustrated, teachers' external stakeholders, I actively encourage well-organized cooperative learning, and students' learners, I learn cooperatively in an organized way. For each survey question, a supplementary item also using a Likert scale attempted to compare KBIP with other ILs by asking whether KBIP was more innovative than other educational innovations relative to the item. These were posed to elicit feedback regarding the perception of innovation compared with other classroom activities in schools that had been implementing other innovative programs in addition to KBIP. Process. Administer the survey to teachers, students, and external stakeholders, directors, study coordinators, external auditors. Triangulate the results to answer the initial question, can KBIP be considered an IELTS? Evaluate the KBIP experience from the perspective of the participants and in alignment with the 12 principles of KBIP. Applied research methodologies followed ethical norms and standards of working with humans and minors as research subjects. Upon concluding deliberations regarding the DBR language adaptation, researchers decided against administering the questionnaires to three participating primary schools, as teachers argued that the language was not age-appropriate. Additionally, one secondary school opted out of the survey since KBIP had not been fully implemented to yield relevant findings. Thus, four of the eight participating schools administered the survey, with the majority of their teachers responding. The survey sample was considered sufficiently representative for the research project while supporting the logic of iteration in DBR, as well as providing the justification to start a new phase of the project. Table 1. Sample of the evaluation phase. Findings. Table 2 shows the survey results in context of the 7+3 criteria for IELTS. Table 2. OECD principles and survey results. Results from the three groups studied are between 6.3 and 10. Mean scores in each of the 7+3 items range between 7.35 and 8.45. The total mean average is 7.71. The values representing perception from the participants' perspective can be considered high, thus illustrating how KBIP demonstrates the traits of an IELTS. Any item of the survey can be represented in a single figure. For example, figure 1 shows a comparison of the three groups' responses. The pattern of the score shows student responses 1 to 2 points below teacher and external stakeholder responses, reflecting a tendency of the adults answering strongly agree versus a more moderate response of agree or slightly agree from students. Moreover, the student sample is much larger than the other two groups combined. The results of student participants as a group demonstrate a different pattern in relation to the uniformity of the other samples. Conversely, there is an approximation of scores amongst the three groups in terms of meeting criteria number 5 and number 6 of the 7 IELTS traits, as well as number 1 and number 3 of the three additional dimensions. These refer to the kind of work accomplished, the clarity of expectations and feedback, the innovative character of KBIP, and its potential for fomenting relationships, and reflect areas where participants more closely coincided in their answers. Figure 1. Two of the items comparing the three groups. Additionally, there are complementary results concerning the comparison between KBIP and other IELTS. In these items, the percentages are obtained counting the subjects that affirm that KBIP is more innovative than other IELTS. In the case of students, the comparison is with all the other activities of the school. This opposition made the contrast even stronger. For that reason, the percentages in the sample of students are generally lower than those of teachers or external stakeholders. Figure 2. Percentages for KBIP is more innovative than other IELTS. These results allow a more precise analysis of student perception regarding the innovative nature of KBIP. We established 40% as a turning point, as this represents a high percentage of students affirming that KBIP is a more innovative IELTS than all other school activities in innovative schools. Thus, KBIP was perceived as being more innovative by meeting criteria number 2, number 4, and number 6 of the 7 OECD IELTS traits plus number 1 and number 3 of the plus 3 additional dimensions. In all other criteria, one of the items is over 40% among student respondents, which means that at least part of the criteria is perceived as more innovative than other school activities. Results clearly indicated that students affirmed several different aspects related directly with the aim of the study, such as the high marks given to the component of perceived innovation, as well as community and working with others. The relative coincidence of scores in the student and external groups in the consideration of the key role of emotions in contrast with the more positive perception of teachers is interesting. The coincidence of the three groups in the no excessive overload in work is also relevant. The mean of percentages of figure 2 was 45% in students, and 84.5% and 86% in teachers and external stakeholders, respectively. In the case of students, the comparison of the KBIP innovation is made with all other school activities, and arguably 45% can be considered a meaningful rate. Survey results show 100% of the items for teachers and external stakeholders and 63% of the items for students were perceived as being more innovative in KBIP than other IELTS. Therefore, it has been demonstrated that, in general, KBIP was perceived as more innovative than other IELTS in the same educational contexts. KBIP aligns with 100% of the 7+3 OECD framework for IELTS, demonstrating without a doubt that KBIP should be considered an IELTS. Discussion. The results can be represented item by item for each participating school. Figure 3 provides one example. Figure 3. Differences in scores between teachers students among schools. In this example, the differences between schools in perceptions about the role of emotions can be easily observed. The student population of School 2 was unique because their special needs were prompted by the recent immigration of many students and their families to Catalonia. The results can also be represented item by item differentially per grade. Figure 4 provides an example. Figure 4. Differences in scores per grade. Here we observe how student perception regarding formative feedback decreases from the first to the fourth grade. The perception of formative feedback decreasing over the years follows a pattern supported by the theory of diminishing returns. Similar observations can be made with other items. The results of all items identified per school and per grade, as well as comparing student and teacher populations, allowed for each school and group to be profiled, which guided the discussion about the application of KBIP in each case. These particularities contributed toward a meaningful assessment of implementing KBIP in each school. The evaluative phase. After studying the results, a reflective and evaluative process developed by the entire research team followed the DBR cycle, calling into question the profundity of the experience. This more dialogic process is needed to be complemented with more systemic research. By evaluating perceptions about the 12 principles of learning via KB, researchers structured the second survey to elicit student and teacher responses. Figure 5. Higher scores in Survey 2. Figure 6. Lower scores in Survey 2. Student responses in general showed less involvement in items related to KB compared with the more technical and concrete items. This prompted the research team to consider the degree of awareness about the process of KB on the part of the students. For that reason, the research team decided to analyze the use of scaffoldings that can be obtained from the evaluation of the KF tools. Table 3. Use of scaffolding. A single analysis of the scaffolds used regarding knowledge construction, represented by the last three items listed in Table 3, show only a 15% use, whereas those less involved with KB were much higher. The ratio of KB was January 5, 1966. Combining these scaffolding results with the overall evaluation supported an assessment of the KB process regarding profundity, producing recommendations for more involvement in the process of knowledge creation through kilobytes. This would help students become more aware of the cognitive aspects of learning. Taking into account both dialogical and systemic aspects of the research results, the results also highlighted a need to make the metacognitive processes involved more explicit. Increasing the use of scaffolding oriented to knowledge construction will cause students to be more conscious about the KB process. Teachers regularly use the KF evaluation tools. More frequent use by students will help achieve this goal. While teachers reported that rich oral discussions and debates were produced during classroom interventions, this richness was not reflected in the KF evaluation. Therefore, maximizing the use of KF was recommended. The method also allowed studying data about KB per school and per grade. Figure 7. School profile. My previous idea about knowledge changed. Figure 8. Year profile. My previous idea about knowledge changed. A qualitative analysis highlighted an unevenness in the participants' international relationship experience. Some experiences had positive outcomes, for example with Canada, Mexico, and Colombia, whereas others were not so positive due to a lack of engagement. Other results detected a feeling of isolation by teachers at their schools. While they did have the support of their principals, there was almost no involvement with other colleagues. Although KB can be understood as being a school within a school, that doesn't mean teachers need to feel alone. This situation may be improved by bringing more visibility to the experience. Figures 9 and 10 represent the general evaluation of the experience in each school and in general. Figure 9. General satisfaction with the KBIP experience. Figure 10. General satisfaction with the KBIP experience. Proposals for the next phase in the DBR process. Two recommendations came forth upon completion of the reflective process. First, The need to optimize the use of evaluation tools was a conclusion of the actual process, thus supporting the suggestion that a more precise evaluation be implemented in one of the schools. An expert in evaluation procedures would lead the process. This will allow teachers to discern evidence for improvement from the KF tools and make it available to students. After this improvement is implemented, the results will be generalized to the 8 schools of the network. Second, design and offer a master's degree program with the cooperation of other European universities for teacher training in KB and IELTS. Part of this training will be based on the knowledge learned from the DBR process described herein. The DBR team will be implicated as instructors and faculty in this degree. These points will start a new phase in the continuing process of DBR. Conclusion. The KBIP implemented in Catalonia since 2004 incorporates the traits of an IELTS as defined by the OECD. An analysis of the 2018-2019 study demonstrates KBIP as being perceived as more innovative than other IELTS in the context of innovative schools. The present work contributes to continuing the in-progress research of KBIP as IELTS. A process of DBR was implemented and a method for the evaluation of KBIP as an IELTS was created. The method is useful to evaluate educational innovations in general, and, in particular, to evaluate innovation in the field of CSEL. Although DBR is less sophisticated than other research designs, it aligns better with the collaborative learning principles and the corresponding style of the research employed in this study. DBR research is more ideographic and serves to advance in a design process knowledge, using the design mode of thinking. The results of this ongoing research demonstrate how KBIP contributes to a better conceptualization of an IELTS from the perspective of involved participants. In-depth learning about the KBIP experience can also help to better understand the IELTS as defined by the OECD. Authors. Josip Galifa, Ph.D., is a full professor of psychology and education and department head in the FPCEE Blanquerna, Ramon Llull University, Barcelona. He conducts research on integral education and development and higher education. Mireia Montané, Ph.D., is the past president of the ATE and WFATE. She directs the KBIP project in Catalonia and works in the Col·legi de Doctors i Licenciats en Filosofia i Letters i en Ciències de Catalunya, Barcelona. Sandra Lund is involved in different research projects on international education and entrepreneurship education in Global Skills Network SL, Barcelona. Carme Amorós works as a coordinator of the KBIP project in Catalonia and is member of the Societat Catalana de Pedagogia, Institut d'Estudis Catalans. Mirka Bernas, Ph.D., is a retired professor specializing in plurilingualism and pluriculturalism and language didactics in the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Facultat de Ciències de l'Educació. Mirka Gispert, Ph.D., is a full professor and works in education and technology in the Universitat Rovira I Virgili, Facultat d'Educació I Psicologia. Email, mirs.gispert@urv.cat. Francesc Martínez Almo, Ph.D., works in evaluation and measurement in education in the Facultat d'Educació, Universitat de Barcelona, Barcelona. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial CC by NC 4.0 International License. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.